Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. You know what happens a month from today? Spring. It's the first day of spring.
Not in Buffalo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Spring starts May 1st in Buffalo.
Well, we'll see.
And somebody was telling me how they love Buffalo in the four seasons. I said, there are no four seasons. Spring has disappeared. Totally.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
It must be global warming, you know, so.
Obviously.
Whatever.
To tell the people in Texas. That's
well, people forget that. And I forgot what year. I meant to look it up. In the 1800s, New York City had no summer at all. It actually snowed.
Wow.
Okay. So what'd they blame that on?
De Blasio.
Okay.
Anything you want.
It is Saturday, February 20th, 2021. It is 10:05 in the morning, I guess.
Excuse me. Yes, it is. What are you, cold? You're sitting. I told you it was cold and you got cold. It's cold.
It is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you'll be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, so if you do happen to miss a show or you want to replay a show, you can go to sapperston.com again. Now hit the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on the archives, and years of shows are there. So if you can't sleep at night or whatever, the shows will help put you to sleep, right?
Excuse me. I'm taking a nap. Come on.
I figured I already put you to sleep. Also, at the website, there's a chat box, you know, so, you know, we will give you the phone numbers to call in very shortly, but if you want to use the chat box to ask a question or to type in a symbol and let us know what you're looking to do, you can go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on Chat, click on Join the Chat, and I think finally you're all set. And then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yep. It's up. Talks about a little bit about stimulus, about the pandemic, inflation. You know, they're basically saying that with the recent $600 that people received, that stimulated the economy, but they're still worried about unemployment and, You know, there is, looks like, if you measure inflation by the 10-year Treasury, there's inflation because rates are going up. And I think it's, I don't think we're going to have an inflation problem, not at this point. So.
Well, it depends on how you consider it. You know, definitely food prices are ridiculous. Restaurant prices are ridiculous. Utility prices are going up, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's costing you more out there. I don't care what anybody
says. It
costs
me six more cents for my Tim Hortons coffee.
What's gas up to, $3 a gallon?
No, I think
it'll get there.
$2.50 or something.
Is it? Yeah. But was down there $2.
Yeah.
25%.
But they're switching over from
what?
Winter to summer mix.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, but they just said OPEC, they said on Friday, or Saudi Arabia is going to increase.
Yeah. But, you know.
You do get these things. It doesn't mean it's a trend.
No.
A month or 2 months doesn't mean it's a trend.
All I know is that when I go to a lot of different places, I'm shocked at what some of the prices are that are out there, to say the least.
And well, that's because you and I have one thing in common.
What's that?
We're cheap.
Well, whatever. But, you know, what they say is that.
A nickel for a piece of gum? No.
That, you know, the emerging market countries are starting to increase their prices for the first time in a long time.
Oh.
So that'll hit, you know. We'll see about, you know.
Well, commodity prices, but corn's going up.
No question. You know.
What's all that Green New Deal?
Yeah. It helps you.
Makes
I'm
you
not
going
to comment, right. So right now, you know, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. I don't know why I use the 800 number. Does anybody really use the 800 numbers anymore?
I don't know.
You have to ask. If you don't use the 800 numbers, and you know, then you can go 716-835-1520. Is that it? I don't know. I lost
803.
Track. 803.
835.
I'm
giving the old. You're giving the old Windsor exchange.
Is that it?
That's where my mother lives.
Really?
It's
freezing in here. I can't think.
I say I shouldn't have said anything.
And I've even got my coat on.
You need
so right now,
Italian
give us a call,
hot blood
right?
to come out.
Give
Can
us
I say
a call.
That? Can
my
say
hot
again?
Blood? No, you can't say anything anymore.
Okay. We do have chat box people.
All right. So we'll go. While we're waiting for a phone call, big hint, 803-1520. 716-803-1520. See, putting that 716 threw me off.
No kidding.
We're going to go to the chat box. We're going to go to the chat box.
I like this question.
Right.
So a person wants to know if he or she should sell DMTK and buy FUBO. So DMTK closed at 79.
Fubo, another hot trading room stock.
Yeah. But look at this DM Demtech.
What is it? DM?
TK, yeah.
TK, DMTK. Well, we said that symbol enough.
Dermtech.
Let's see. What is it called?
Dermtech. Diagnostic and Research. Closed at 79.76. Look at that. Hopefully they bought it at 20.
I don't know. I came up with a mutual fund.
Okay. Well, you put five.
My fingers are cold.
Excuses. I shouldn't have said anything.
Look at this thing.
What?
Look at it.
I know. That's what I said. See, this is where it's nice if they call in, but let's assume this person bought it at 20.
Okay. I don't even know. That's amazing. I mean, it actually was down to $10 a share last year, the end of last year.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm just trying to look if there's any news.
Well, the potential price target, and you take this for what it's worth. You know, it's based on the charting method, comes up with a target, and the target is 104, so we'll recognize that. For some reason, on Friday, it had a gigantic run-up on Friday. Did you see any news on Friday at all on that? Or
no.
No, really? Maybe it was
It was a Friday before?
No, it was this Friday.
Well, it doesn't
yesterday.
Show. Yesterday.
Does it? That whole big move was yesterday.
No, there's no news.
No,
but they have something to do with
something to do
cancer.
With something.
Yeah.
You cold too?
No,
but it went up 20 points. You know, from 63 to 83. It looks like. So, I don't know. I mean, it, you know, this makes
okay. They announced an agreement.
Yep.
With Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas.
Oh, okay.
And something to make a certain thing available to certain. So that's apparently they've been making a number of these agreements. So.
Oh, okay.
That's very positive.
So I don't know, you know, why he wants it. What you might want to do is take some off the table, and let's look at FUBO. I'm aware that that's a hot. Trading
FUBO closed at 42.95, yeah. And that's on a little bit of a downtrend.
That's Fubo TV, which was the hottest stock in the world.
For a minute?
No, for a look at that. Went up to 63
yeah.
from $6, $7.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, Fubo is a like one of the subscription sporting TV services.
Okay.
There.
Oh, Fubo. I wonder, is it a lot of soccer?
Soccer and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And they're supposed to be expanding, and some yeah. people think it's the next greatest thing. Of course, there's a lot of next greatest things. A
lot of streaming.
I don't know. I mean, if as we always say, if you've done a lot of research into it, you know, I guess you're looking at it because it did pull back.
I would assume that also.
Yeah, and after running all the way up to 62 or 63, it had pulled back all the way to 24, ran up, this is a wild one, up to 58, and has a downside target of 31 on it, you know, based on the charting method. And what else do we have going for it? Anything in particular? Well, it is above the 50-day moving average, which is 38. Supports mm-hmm. around 38 or 39. So if you were to buy it, you know, dropping below 38, 39 would be a sign that you better check into it and see what's going on. That would not be good. So.
But I would think on the first one, that DermTech, you may want to take something off
the
table.
Take a little something.
Depending on when they own it.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Okay. Very good. Did
so
a good job.
We are go. Thank you.
Thanks to me.
It's the first compliment you've given me in 40 years.
Thanks to me. It's all me.
Okay.
Right, Jim?
Who's up? Who's up?
Jim from Niagara Falls.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I think
thank
we're
you.
Okay. We're both freezing, but
I'm not.
No,
that
you took
cold.
Your coat off.
I took my.
But
anyway, I'm very macho.
Right. Okay. So what's up, Jim?
All I want to do is give you a compliment. I called about 3-4 weeks ago. I had about $25,000 to invest in a sure thing, supposedly, which it was. You told me to invest or look into banks to invest my money. So it's liquid. So I took $15,000, I invested in a local bank. Mm-hmm. And I say invested. I put it in a checking account and another or savings account and another $500 in a savings account, which
mm-hmm.
way, I don't know which one was what, and they're going to give me $600.
Hey, quick money.
I think that was me. I told you that.
Yeah.
He'll take credit.
Well, they didn't give it to me yet. They
okay.
said, you know, it might take up to 3 months.
Yeah, but, it takes three. You have to keep your money there for 3 months.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But $600 for, as opposed to getting, I think I was getting like 40 cents a month.
Beautiful.
And I had more in there than just that money. And mm-hmm. so I took that. So $600, I figured it's going to take me about 35 years.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, very good way to go. Way
so
to
I
go.
I just want to give you an update, and thank you guys.
No,
for,
I appreciate you calling
direction.
Back. That
yeah, I'm glad
nice.
You did it. Very good. Thank
yeah.
you very much for
okay.
calling.
I'm glad it worked.
Okay.
You have a good day.
All right,
all
you
right,
too.
Have a good
stay
weekend.
Safe.
Take
yeah.
care. Okay, and we're going to go.
Can we
next.
End the show now?
Yeah, I think well,
let's go out on a high note.
We'll always take compliments.
Okay, we're going.
We do make mistakes, believe it or not. But anyway,
of course,
we're going to go to Ed.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. You always deserve compliments.
Oh, God. It's a love fest this morning.
Hey, I missed you last week. I called in too late, but
oh, that's right, Ed. You
I
thanks for calling.
I wanted to know your opinion on BNGO.
Bingo. No, bongo.
Bingo. Right. Take a look at the charts on that.
It's another trading room favorite.
We would have told you last week to buy it.
Bionanogenomics. There it is. How can you not buy Bionanogenomics? I mean,
I can't even say it. 1357 in the close.
But the chart looks good. You know, be aware that, you know, you have all the, you know, Reddit people, the chat room people, which can be helpful. Just be aware that.
Depends what side you're on.
They're there, yeah. And, you know, potential price target, you know, with a grain of salt is, looks like 20.75.
And I just like to explain, say, once a show. Mm-hmm. Then when we're giving these targets, when you have a stock like this that has moved dramatically from $2 up to this price, you're going to get an inflated price target. You have to take that into consideration because some people might think it's just going to go straight there. So
nothing goes straight there.
Do your own research.
Nothing goes straight there.
Okay, but, gentlemen, I happened to listen to the CEO during the week,
mm-hmm.
and they got genomic testing better than alumina.
Oh, really?
Comparable and better than alumina in gene sequencing.
That's what they're saying.
The alumina stock, that's a $100 stock.
Right, but that's what they're saying. I mean, I know they're not supposed to lie, but anyway, yeah.
What did you just douse the flames?
No, I think you got to verify these things.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, it's in a great sector right now. You know, and anything in the genomic sector, you know, has been very strong. And surprisingly, I mean, the charts were very well behaved. And, you know, based on the point and figure chart, it's very well behaved. Problem is that, you know, support's either going to be at 12.5 or 11. So between 11 and 12.5.
Support.
Yep. Potential support. And all support is an area where people came in and bought before, right? And they
got this Sapphire system,
mm-hmm.
and it's they can't keep up with orders, from what I understand. They just recently sent some up to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
At one of the medical institutions. I mean, it's really, it verifies the gene sequencing very well,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. So,
well, you've done your research, number one.
Yeah, I've done a lot of reading on the company.
Yeah, I mean, the chart pattern looks, you know, very strong.
So you bought it?
Yes, I bought it down around 70 cents.
Oh, beautiful.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah, and I continue to hold on to it because I think it's going to be a real winner. So
you couldn't have called Pete and told him to buy it at 70 cents? Or?
I told him about digital.
Don't even forget it. Don't even say the name. There's still everybody. Hey, everybody's still saying that's going to go a lot higher. I don't want to hear it.
Hey, guys, I called in a few weeks back. I mentioned TSNP. I was unsure of the ticker symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pull that up, take a look at it?
Okay.
This week it's going to have a ticker symbol change.
I still can't Humble, find it.
And it's a digital pay system.
Oh, yeah, but what's the symbol on it?
TSNP.
TSNP, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of these SPACs, right? Aren't they?
Well, they're just coming online. It's going to be similar to PayPal,
right.
And they're already in 40 countries. And this week they're having a symbol changed to HMBL.
Humble. What's the symbol on this again?
I get Tesoro Enterprises.
We sure went through this, right?
Correct. Okay. That's correct.
And what? $1.07.
$1.07?
Yes.
Boy.
Look at what it did yesterday. I mean, it really took off.
What did it do?
Pardon me?
I don't see anything on the chart. What happened?
It was up 33% yesterday.
Oh, okay. What price?
$1.07.
Yeah, very interesting.
That.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I'm very interested.
And next week they're coming out with a ticker symbol change to Humble Pay. It's going to be HMBL.
So, I mean, is the deal done already?
Yes.
Boy. Well, it's, you know what's interesting is
confirmation. It's just waiting for confirmation on NASDAQ.
Yeah, well, a friend of mine who follows all the chat rooms, this is in all the chat rooms. So, yeah. You know, and they're all touting it. So you have that going for you,
Yeah.
So
well,
you know, it's hard
to
say.
With Ed's track record, we better get on this one.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, this thing dropped from 6 to maybe 25 cents one time. And it could be interesting, very speculative, as you're well aware.
Well, he had the one from 70 cents to 14.
Right.
So this is 50% more, so we have to take 50% off the 14.
That's how you get your targets. It's better than the chart. I like that.
Yeah, believe it.
Because believe it or not, the chart says the price objective is 50 cents.
Only if we buy it, Pete.
Yeah, now it's $1.07.
Yeah.
So much for the chart.
If I remember, because my friend alerted me to this because he stays up all night in the chat rooms, you know, to make his plan for the next day. And it works.
Well, I'm retired now, and I get up at 4 in the morning figuring I don't have to go to work anymore, so I do my reading and my research early.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I found. I mean, it might be interesting.
Didn't this go up 33% 2 days in a row now?
Yeah, it's been starting to take off.
Because I think so, because I know I put it on to watch it. It was very nice just watching it.
So if I invested $1 million in it 2 days ago.
$1 million?
Yeah.
If you had $1 million, I wouldn't invest at all.
And then 33%.
Anyway, yeah, could be interesting. Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned it to me. Matter of fact, he yelled at me. He said, "Did you buy it yet? Did you buy it 2 days in a row?" And I said, "I didn't have the money right now to buy it."
You get that?
You sell some of that Bitcoin.
Retire with Willard down in Florida. And live the good life.
That's
David here. Right?
That would be torture for both of them.
Well, we used to always say, "When does the fun begin?" You know. Now I go, "When does the good life begin?"
So. Okay, gentlemen.
Okay.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520 or 716-803-1520. Phone lines wide open, or you could use the chat box at saperstein.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, click on Join the Chat, and you're all set. Ask a question, type a symbol, let us know what you want to do with it. Got something from the chat box?
Yes, sir. Okay. Somebody wants to know if they're looking to buy ECL, which is Ecolab, chemicals, and looking to get exposure to basic materials. Closed at 208.08.
Is that two different things, or is Ecolab something to do with basic materials?
Yeah, because they're specialty chemicals.
Oh, okay.
So that would be basic materials.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, the stock closed.
I mean, it's no 70 cent stock, but.
$208.
Boy. Yes.
Very rare people call you about a stock that high priced.
Well, you can buy a share. You can buy two shares.
It doesn't matter. Like I say, I don't care what, you know, even if a price is $1,000 and you have $1,000, you buy one share. So what?
You can buy half shares, quarter shares of the more expensive ones.
I mean,
too.
You know, so what?
This is 2021. Didn't you watch those clowns? I mean, those people on the Reddits and all that stuff? So.
For what it's worth, you know, it's been going sideways, consolidating for quite some time now. And, it is. With a price objective on the chart of 266, and you want to look at the 200-day at 206, the 50-day at 215, close at 208. So it's slightly above the 200-day. If you were to buy it, you've looked into it, you've done some good research on it. I would only reevaluate it. Say if it dropped to 198, so. You know, risk reward's pretty interesting
here. Yeah, I like it. I think it's very interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, reevaluate at 198, potential price target 256. Risk reward's pretty decent.
Awesome.
That it?
That's it for now, brother.
Where are we going next?
We are going to Jack in Lockport.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay. All right.
Good. Well, except I got to sit next to Peter.
Well, I mean, that and the snow. Oh, my goodness.
I don't care about the snow. The snow goes away.
behave, Dave.
Where'd he come from? He accused me of being an alien.
No, I said you were abducted.
Abducted.
That's why you're so late coming to open up.
All right.
Up.
Anyway, Jack, save us.
Sorry, Jack.
Yesterday was an anniversary for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, exactly 2 years to the date that I purchased QSR and TJX.
All right.
Oh, boy. Good anniversary.
Yeah. So TJX, of course, Tom, John Extra is TJ Maxx, which has Home Goods, Marshalls, and another store. And QSR, Queen, Sarah, Ralph, is Burger King, which also owns Popeye and Tim Hortons. In fact, mm-hmm. that's big reason I bought it because of Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Restaurant Brands International.
Yeah. Restaurant Brands International, mm-hmm. right.
It is a Canadian company.
Well, it is now. After they bought Tim Hortons, they moved to Canada, pay a nice dividend, but they take 15% out for taxes.
Yeah, but so.
you get that back.
If you do on your tax return, as long as it's not an IRA, but if it's regular, then you is a tax credit, so it's no big deal. So,
yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
we don't.
A lot of people used to think or didn't even know you could do that. You know that you could get it back on your tax return,
and you don't even have to itemize.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's good. Well, anyway, I bought QSR. I paid $13.50 more than for TJX, and now it's worth $6.70 less than it. And I was thinking of doing something with it, maybe getting rid of it. TJX I'm going to keep. It's done very well. I think it has more potential. Restaurant Brands, I'm about $574 in the hole, but I received over $600 in dividends, so I'm ahead a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking of getting rid of that, but it's done well lately. I've been disappointed because I thought being fast food that they do well during this COVID thing, but they've done very poorly. But it's come up lately, so should I just hold it? What do you think?
Yeah. See, the problem fundamentally with the pandemic and a company like Burger King or Tim Hortons, I think when people are going to go there, they just continue to go there. The extra people are going to, like, the Texas Roadhouses and companies like that provide a little bit more. If somebody's going to do takeout, you know, that's just a fundamental observation from somebody that goes to a bunch of places.
And you're probably right. They don't really increase their volume that much because, like I said, most people will just continue to go there. Okay, yeah.
Well, you know, but in terms of the chart, I think it's building a beautiful base.
Okay. There you go. You got to watch
it's building a beautiful base. And if it goes to 62, which is not much above 60.97 where it closed, it's a buy signal.
Okay.
And with this big long consolidation, you know, I would hang in there right now, to tell you the truth. And I would only reevaluate, say, if it dropped to 56.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was ready to get rid of it, but then the last few weeks it's done well, and it looked like it was one to hold on to.
Yeah, it's a nice base building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one is STAG, STAG, Sam, Tom, Agnes, George. It's similar to one I bought a while ago, Store. Store buys instead of plazas and malls, individual buildings for movie theaters, restaurants, and so on, and mm-hmm. it's done very well. And the STAG is similar. It's an industrial base, and it's focused on acquiring owning single-tenant industrial properties. And they pay a 4.5% dividend, and I like them, and I'm wondering what you think.
Well, the only problem we've had is you've had resistance up here for quite a while in the 33, 34 area.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it keeps getting hit, you know. So you want to see it take that out, you know. Other than that, you know, it is disappointing to me only because it's been stopped in that area now 1, 2, 3 times, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, But
the nice thing about it, though, it does pay about 4.5%.
Right.
Yeah.
So while you're holding on, at least you're getting something.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, the 200 days at 30.5. It closed at 31.91. And you got a confluence, as they would say, of the 50-day and the 200-day and almost exactly the same price.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, so basically, as long as it didn't drop to 29, okay, you'd reevaluate it at 29. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. And then the last thing is Globalstar, GSAT, George Sam Arthur Thomas. That was going for about 50 cents a share for quite a while. All of a sudden, the end of December, it started going up. It went up 84% in the beginning of February. Mm. And the reason is Qualcomm, added something to it for its modems. GSAT provides mobile satellite service for data and communications globally. So it looks like the ship might have left already, but I think with QCOM involved, it might still have something that might be worthwhile. So
I remember for years they used to talk about this stock. It was the next great thing coming, you know, and all those years it dropped from what? Oh, around 15. But it was a great buy three times at 25 cents. I'm surprised Ed didn't buy it at that,
well,
you know. But
he missed one.
Yeah, missed that one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're looking to buy this or you?
Well, I'm thinking of buying, even though, like I said, it went up 84% the other day. It's up to
215.
215
yeah.
now, yeah.
Yeah, it almost got to $3.
Maybe a good one.
Yeah, what you need is, you know, if it hits $3, you get another buy signal on
it. Uh-huh.
And right now, the price objective, take it for what it's worth, is $8, believe it or not.
$8?
Yeah.
Okay.
But on the chart. But yeah, your next resistance, say if it hit 3, would be 3.5, okay. Then 4.5, then 6.5.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I think it has a future, and it's a long-term thing. That if I would buy it. So, but anyway, guys, thank you so much. As always, you've been very informative.
All right,
okay.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, stay safe, Jack.
Okay. If Art will be a little patient, we'll take.
Oh,
he is. He's very patient, and we'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered by Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone numbers to call, 803-1520 or 716. If you're out of town, use the area code 716-803-1520. Once again, 803-1520, 716-803-1520. We're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you guys.
Thank
you. Did you say you wanted me to be a patient or to be patient? I wasn't quite sure.
Well, I think I meant be patient.
Oh, okay. You did say that.
Right.
I want to say that Jack had a real good interchange with you guys there. A lot of good stock ideas.
He does a lot of good research. He's obviously a real fundamentalist, and he really looks into things.
He does his work. Yeah. The first item today is I'm interested in is Bank of America. I'm holding that for a while. And it was discussed by Pete Najarian along with the different banks on CNBC. And Barron's had, it was talked about that in Market Week this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what the...
Well, the sector is a good sector to be in now with the spread, you know, the yield curve.
Interest rates going up
rising.
Is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Right,
so, you know, that's looked as favorable, you know, for the banks.
Sure.
And,
great
right,
management.
The big the big key is going to be 35 area.
Close at 34.54.
Yeah. So if you hit 36, it's a new big breakout. The potential target already right now on the charting method is 46.
Okay.
And, you know, with the 200-day at 26 and the 50-day at 31. So I would only probably reevaluate if it dropped to, say, 28 or so.
Right. Is it paying a decent dividend? I know I get a check, a dividend check from that.
Well, let's see. What's the yield? It's 2.11%. So I guess that's better than zero.
That's not too good. No. Okay. Second item is interesting. It's Snap. And I'm wondering why it had a nice size jump, about 355 for the week. Is it related at all to Facebook's problems in order for why it's growing as fast as it is?
Could be that. Could be the chat room people.
Right.
You know, I've seen
this.
They're
using it more? More
no, now? No. I mean, the chat room people buying it and pushing it.
Pushing
you know?
It.
Oh, okay.
Pushing, pushing.
Right.
Close
at
65.52.
In the short term, that what causes these big moves on stocks is the little guy. You know,
right.
I mean, the mutual funds have the lowest cash in how long. You know, they're pretty fully invested. So on a day-to-day basis, the big movements in a lot of stocks is the chat rooms, you know, and they're all over the place.
The problem is with that, too. First of all, I don't believe that the small individual investor is doing it. But I believe that there's a lot of people disguising themselves as small investors that are doing a lot of that. I think that's what we're going to find out.
You can believe what you want.
I can.
You
it's
can
a free
believe
country.
What you want.
Right. Yeah, like on.
But I've got a friend who almost does all his investing from that. He stays up at night, writes down the names, goes in and buys, and does very well.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I know it was discussed on CNBC's new second tier. They come on at 6 o'clock too.
Mm-hmm.
They had Snap was one of the items they brought up specifically on that.
But so. but you know their business fundamentals have improved tremendously from something you use to draw ears on people or mustaches.
Oh, yeah, pig's nose and rabbit ears.
I
remember that. We talked about that.
Right, and that's stupidly why I said, you're kidding me.
Well, you couldn't figure it out, I think.
I thought it was cute.
I remember it's got to be 2 to 3 years ago because we were at either, it was a holiday dinner at my son and daughter-in-law's, and they were all, oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I used to eat at this restaurant. I sit at the bar. I don't drink, but I sit at the bar because all my friends are drinkers, right?
Yeah.
And that's all everybody's doing at the bars. Oh, look at this.
Yeah,
or they take
a
picture of you and change you. Look at you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I go, okay.
Yeah.
Now the only time I did enjoy that is when a hot girl did that, you know, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. Okay. Blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while, too.
Third item, in regard to digital coins. Now, I think that my opinion is that Bitcoin at about 54,000 is going to take some tumble. And
I got news for you today. It's 57,000.
Well, I don't care if it goes to 100,000. It's going to go the way of game book.
Well,
Pete,
that's
game stop, but that's okay. But Pete and Jimmy are the experts on
that's
Bitcoin.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I've heard some people got $1 million target on it.
Well, instead of buying a Bitcoin at that price, I was looking to get this Dogecoin.
I don't know where you buy it, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm just at 0.054 cents per coin, which means you could buy 10,000 coins for $540.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you can buy it, but I mean, it's up 1,000% year to date.
Yeah,
but it was set up as a joke.
It was set up as a joke.
Right.
Elon Musk touted it, and that's why it moved up like that. And then the other day, Elon Musk says, I recommend everybody should sell it.
Right.
I don't know.
So who knows?
Missed out.
But, you know, if you got some fun play money that.
$500 for 10,000 coins.
Sure.
I could lose that.
No,
no problem.
If you can lose that, that's fine.
Well, what do you think about this discussion with Congress about the Robin Hood Reddit?
So
and
stupid.
The roaring Ketty, isn't it?
I listen. This, you know, you have a bunch of people who know absolutely nothing about the way.
People,
even right. I don't know.
There were a couple.
There's
though,
a couple that are intelligent.
Right,
right?
Very good. Yeah.
But a lot of them, they like their FaceTime. Okay, they have to show that. Sure. You know that. And they say dumb things, you know, because, you know, most of them don't understand how the markets work. I don't understand this whole situation. I wouldn't even presume. I wouldn't be there to ask questions.
Right.
And there's a lot of them shouldn't have been there. But one guy said, good show, good entertainment.
Yeah. Like this trader, this roaring kitty. I don't know how much has he made, millions of dollars on this thing by touting it. I think that's one of the reasons they have him there.
Well, he actually works for the financial, and he's in the financial business.
I just saw something pop up the other day. There's somebody suing him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For promoting it, and they lost money?
I guess, yeah. Well, it's all hypocritical. You know, for years, you know, they allow all sorts of touts and
sure.
newsletters and, you know, you get emails every day, buy this, buy that. And, you know, they don't care about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think a lot of people knew that when they're getting commission-free trades with somebody like Robin Hood, that you were they were also having to pay for the transfer of it and being taken. You know, and Citadel, somebody like that, clearing it.
Well, you have to look at it, you know, and you have to be somewhat intelligent, which most people are not, and they don't think about it. You don't get anything for free, all right?
Sure.
I mean, these people aren't in business. No, right. These people aren't in business to not make money, so they got to be making money someplace. Wouldn't you ask that question?
Sure, like a charity. They're not a charity.
You know, and I've seen people argue both ways. You know, that, you know, I saw one guy who was an ex-head of the SEC, and he says, you know, it remains to be seen, but I believe it. You do get good prices, you know, even doing that.
Sure.
So, and other people say, no, you know, they pay for this, and you don't get the best price. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, so what? I mean, you know, they got to make
their
money.
But buyer beware.
Right.
It's like, you get this, and then you get another one free, but for small shipping and handling charges,
it
happens to be
50%
of the cost of it.
Yeah. Like I'll buy a service for $7, and they say, before you go.
Yeah, like the one that's touting that book, and it's absolutely free, just in the word cover. Just cover the shipping costs.
Exactly.
You're not paying, you're just covering it.
Right, yeah. So
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. But.
Well, I had a wonderful visit with you guys.
Well, thank you. We enjoyed it.
I got my first shot in, and a week from now, I'm going to get a second shot.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
I'm on the list.
Good. Okay.
All right, pal.
Have a good week.
You too,
Art.
You too.
Take care. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, 716-803-1520. And we're going to go next to Judy. I'm almost afraid to talk to you, Judy.
Why is that? Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to suggest that people who are interested in Bitcoin might find a different way of playing it, which I've found to be extraordinarily successful.
Good point.
So far.
Yep.
And that way
with
is
blockchain
to,
stocks, right?
Is to buy the is to buy the stocks that do what's called the mining of Bitcoin.
Right. Yep.
And I've got two of them that have done obscenely well.
Yep.
And one of them is, and what I'm looking for now is a place to put a point to put under them where I say, all right, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using stop losses just in case I can't control myself.
I can't imagine that.
you have no idea how powerful greed is.
Yes.
And how
unfortunately, I do.
and how painful loss is.
Right.
Oh, there we know.
But anyway, they are the two of them are Riot.
Oh, yeah.
R-I-O-T,
oh,
Riot,
God. Yeah.
Which is a miner, and the other one is Mara, M-A-R-A.
Okay, well, so somebody, before we get into the, What is the mining? I was going to ask this question because I hear this term all the time. I'm told it's not very green, but what is the mining of this?
It's sort of like doing the very complex, extraordinarily complex computerized mathematical calculations that you need to basically hide the stuff.
Right, yeah. In other words, you go through the whole process, and what happens is you have to end up with something that is usable. You know,
I don't understand. That makes no sense.
Well, no, it is. No, in the sense that, you know, the blockchain is so complicated. It goes through all sorts of different ledgers and this and that.
Yes.
And that's what protects it, okay?
That's what protects it.
So if you're going to develop another one, you have to go through a whole gigantic procedure that works, okay?
Extremely complicated.
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah, involving extensive amounts of energy, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
That's why they say it's not green.
And that's why they say most of the Bitcoin mining is done in China.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Oh, there's a nasty article in Barron's about how the province where their genocide is going on over there.
Okay.
That's where a lot of it comes out of. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. And well, I just find that it's really important to be careful here.
Oh, no question.
I usually don't find stocks that go up.
Yes, you do.
Well, no, not like these. And I am really trying to be very good and listen to you guys and not be greedy and to, to actually follow through. And I had to use the stop loss.
Right.
And simply, the best means of protecting myself.
Yeah. That's. You know.
But anyway, what I was looking for was what do you see as a point that they would correct to? Looking at the charts now.
Well, I hate to tell you, the 200 days back at 8.
Okay, which one are you looking at, Peachy?
I'm looking at Riot.
Riot. RIOT closed at 71.33.
Yeah. I bought it at 11.
Nice.
Well, could have been 60 cents. Not to bring up a sore point.
Yeah. 51 cents, actually.
What did you ever do at Fuel Cell, anyway?
I put a stop loss on it, and I ended up selling some of it at $20. I sold it at 20. So it's just about where it is now, and I'm watching it very carefully, trying to decide. It looked to me on the charts as if 16 might be where it might bottom at.
So that's good. You never listened to me and took some profits, right?
I did listen to you, and I did take some profit.
Oh, I'm glad that. Well,
the thing is that I bought like 1,000 shares of it when it was 79 cents.
Right.
And I usually don't play penny stocks, but I did that, and it's obviously, done well.
Yep, no question. I would say the same thing with Riot. Taking a little off wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
And
I just don't have that much of it.
Oh, okay. Well, but,
But still, I have a couple hundred shares, so if I take 100 shares off, at least I'm doing okay.
And then you can't lose no matter what.
Right.
And, in looking at it, it obviously everybody's playing this. As long as, like I mentioned, Bitcoin's up to 57,000 this morning. And as long as that happens, I guess these can keep running. And I think this one had a pretty high short interest,
Yeah.
And that helped. So anyway, where could it come back to?
I was setting a stop loss at 50.
That's fine, because I was going to say 58,
Yeah, the short is about 24%.
Yeah, it's still high short interest, so. Yeah, so, your 50s, you don't mind giving that back,
Yeah.
And especially if you took, even if you took 50 shares off, whatever.
Yeah, that's an idea. Maybe taking a smaller amount.
Yeah, exactly. And, 58 would be a potential sell signal.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
Take off 50 shares at 58. I can do that.
50 at 58?
Yeah, what about Mara?
You're not going to take it off at 77?
Oh, if that's the other thing, why don't I take it off at 77, for God's sakes? Take 50 shares at 77.
Right.
Okay.
And if it goes to 200, don't call me again.
Oh, yes, I will.
Mara. Let me get.
Okay.
Mara closed at 43.27.
Another one.
Yeah.
I remember where these stocks used to be.
Right. So the other thing I'm doing, the other thing I've been doing with Mara, you've got another guy on, listener, who sells puts. Selling puts is incredible. It's an incredible way to make money.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind
owning
buying
it.
The stock.
Yep.
So I have puts on Mara for 20 and 35.
Really?
They come due on March 19th, yeah. I sold them. And so, at a very nice...
Nice premium for them.
Very, very nice premium.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get called, so...
Hopefully.
I don't think they're going to... <enough. laughs> No, you can't be sure of anything in this
No, I know. You live
Peter
long
knows
enough.
That.
You live long
living,
enough,
living
you find that out.
Well, I have, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyhow, what did we say about Mara? A good place, if I could. It's, 43 now?
Peter's rolling the dice on this now, trying to
get it. Well, it's the same thing. Same comment. If you could take a little off, fine. You know, 25 shares, whatever, you know.
Right. Well, I have a stop loss on it at 35.
Oh, boy. You're willing to give it all that, huh?
Well, that's.
Well, but, you know, the most this has dropped.
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
Is what?
Got to talk in the microphone, Pete. There
you
go.
You can't hear me?
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
What kind of, isn't this a...
No.
Weird, you have to talk right at it, huh?
Yeah. It's Entercom.
Okay. So the biggest point drop it's had on the way up. Okay, let's take a look at that. Is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8 points, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points. So it's had 2 8-point drops. Okay.
And that's what she's planning.
And
on.
It's at 49.
So 43.
A potential sell signal would be at 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, if you're willing to have a stop back where you are.
I can move it up a little bit from 35.
That's not bad. 35, I would say, 8 points down from 49 is 41. You could move it to 36, 37, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think I'll move it up a little bit, but not take that much off.
No.
No, because I only had a couple hundred shares.
Yeah, take 25 shares. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, guys, have a good weekend.
All
great,
right,
great
thanks,
hearing
Judy.
From you. Take care.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Okay, we're down to the end of the show, I guess. Do we have anything on the chat box to hit real quick?
Nothing that we can go over the airwaves with.
Really?
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing there. Okay, so we're at the end
of the show. Well, actually, somebody does ask. I don't see what? This. What chat rooms should be looked at?
Oh, I don't know. I have to ask my friend. One of them is the one that's, We Bet Stocks, the one on Reddit?
I don't know.
Yeah, check Reddit.
Art says he looks at Yahoo Finance,
no,
puts a stock symbol in, and messages comments.
Those are garbage.
They're all.
No, those chat rooms are really bad.
There you go. Lesson learned.
Yep. But there's one. If you go to Reddit, it's called We Something. Wall Street Bets. Wall Street Bets is one.
Jimmy, our producer, comes in big again.
And I meant. Matter of fact, I guess my friend was keeping it from me. I said, what chat rooms? He wouldn't even tell me what chat rooms. So I said, okay, whatever.
To try and prevent you from doing something?
No. He didn't want to give away his secrets.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I got you.
But there's one, Wall Street Bets. And, I'll try to scope it out a little bit more, And be careful, in the chat rooms. There's no question about that. Be very careful. But. You could at least, once you see something that they're kind of pounding on in the chat rooms, and they are right at times, then you do your own research, okay? Don't
right.
It's like buying something Jim Cramer says, just jumping in, you don't do that with anybody, so after you've done it.
These chat rooms are basically, these are trading ideas.
Oh, right.
You're not going to get long-term advice.
But there are people in those rooms that really do some good research
of course.
On the stock.
Sure.
And if you're going to use them, you try to get to know over a period of time, right. who's been decent.
Right. You know? Well, you got to do your research
exactly.
on the chat rooms.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. So, but just to go to like Yahoo Finance, boy, they had all sorts of, I can't even use the word, but anyway, on the chat rooms there.
And, good and, stuff.
Yeah. And people, too, that were doing their own pumping, they go in and sure. buy it and they try to get everybody else to buy it and they can get out, you know, and make money on it, you know, so.
Is that a good business?
What?
Pumping and dumping? Is that a good business?
It's a great business. As a matter of fact, there's other people who take the other side of it. That's how they make their money. They wait for something to be pumped and then they short it, you know, or they buy a put on it.
You got to have a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah.
You really do.
Oh, you do. There's no question. You don't. Yeah. You know,
that's why your friend gets up at 4 in the morning and Ed's up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows somebody who goes in every day trading and wants to make, I forget how much a day, 500 a day.
That's not
like
bad,
that.
Right?
Yeah, it's not bad. But he develops a whole plan before he goes into the market the next day. He's got it all written out, what he's going to do, what he's looking at. Yeah. You know, and most people don't do that. You know, so.
And again, that's trading advice.
Yeah, it's trading, but even long-term, you should have some kind of plan. I mean, you know.
Right, but you're not – if you're a long-term investor, you can't look at everything trading every single day.
No,
you go crazy.
In the short run, anything can happen in the market. It can be run by emotions, can be run by the people in the chat room, so forth. In the long run, earnings matter, you know, in the long run.
Right.
You know, yeah, so
I hate words to
say
to live by.
I hate to say that, but it's true.
Words to live by.
Right, so – so anyway, you know, we will see what happens next week. And until then, keep a little powder dry for opportunities.
You never know.
Take care.
Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.